刚才康利教授讲的一个信息呢，我就简单的概括一下。这是跟今天的我们的约书亚记的第四章很有关系。就是说，康利教授他刚才拿了几个就是定时器出来，就问大家说，这是一个什么样的作用？就是让我们来计算我们的所要做事的时间。那他问这些小孩，他们小孩里面中间有好几个都是参加这个赛跑啊、游泳啊，那时间很重要。那你到赛跑中间的时候，你想要停留时间的时候，对于人来说是不可能。小孩子也很知道这个圣经的内容。他说，在旧约的圣经里面，我们就有记录一个故事：神帮助约书亚把时间停留，就日头停住，月亮停住，让约书亚就可以去杀敌。那康尼的老师呢，就给了他们小孩一个。一个属灵的看见，说我们在遇到很多困难的时候我们需要向神求，求就给我们有足够的时间、足够的力量来解决他们生活中的一些问题非常好的一个信息，对，几乎把我今天要讲到的信息都已经复述的了。OK，好，那我们一起来。预备我们的心，来开始我们今天的一个敬拜。对，那我知道上个礼拜的时候，张德健长老来到我们中间，给我们讲了一个很好的一个布道会。
So last week, actually, Elder Zhang come to our city, have give us a very wonderful evangelical meeting.
也有很多的弟兄姐妹回来以后都说这有很多的收获。
A lot of brothers and sisters, when they come back, they say they gain a lot.
那我们这里面，我想问一下，我们这里面有多少弟兄姐妹参加了这次的布道会？
Yeah, I don't know how many brothers and sisters join that.
OK，我们超过大概差不多有一半的人参加了这样的一个布道会。那我就把今天的就是。三天的主要内容，我讲大家就一给一个介绍一下。
Okay, today I'm going to just do a little review of those 3 days, evangelical meeting.
这是一个布道会的一个，它这个主题实际上是一个邀请。
Yeah, this is a evangelical gathering. Actually, it's also it's an invitation.
这是一个充满丰盛生命的一个邀请。
It's a invitation of abundance of life.
就完全来自神恩典的一个邀请。
It's come from the grace of Lord.
那在这个会中呢，感谢神，有两位弟兄姐妹接受了这样一个邀请。
During those 3 days meeting, we have thanks Lord, we have two brothers and sister.
那从这个过程中也激励了我们所有，包括我的弟兄姐妹们，
Also, it's actually inspire our brothers and sisters
去接受这个恩典的邀请。
to accept this invitation.
那这个邀请就是也认识主耶稣的一个邀请。
So this is actually it's a invitation to knowing Lord Jesus.
在礼拜六的下午的时候，在第二讲的时候，他讲到一个就是很不情愿的一个美德。
On a Saturday afternoon, Elder Zhang talking about unreluctant great character.
So，在我们的属灵的生命里面，作为一个基督徒，里面有一个很好的美德，但是往往我们是不情愿去做的。
Yeah, in the our Christian, we have a very good character, but sometimes we are reluctantly to do it.
这里讲到一个不能饶恕弟兄姐妹的一种情感。
One of them is cannot forgive. Brothers, sisters，
就张长老告诉我们，就是我们这个生命不能丰盛的一个最大的一个障碍，就是不能饶恕人。
So Elder Chang told us the biggest obstacle for our abundant life is one of them is cannot to forgive others.
那礼拜六的晚上呢，张长老就借着一个叫取经的道路的这样一个专题，来给我们讲了一个有趣的一个故事。
Saturday night. Elder Zhang actually gave us a very interesting story based on a journey to get the scripture.
那在教会的网站上有录音，我希望弟兄姐妹可以回去去听。
In our church's website, there is a record recording. I wish brothers
那礼
can
拜
to
天
listen.
的时候呢，张长老又来到我们中间，给我们讲了一个主日学。
So in the Saturday Bible study, Elder Chang gave us a good lesson.
他其实要告诉我们，就是我们在属灵里面得到了六个最大的一个应许。
So he told us there is a sixth promise in the life of our Christian.
那谢谢大明姐妹，她在群里面给大家就是分享了这样一个六个应许的一个清单。
So thanks, Sister Darmin, posted in the our web chat, web chat. Yeah.
他说，在我们在主里面就会有满足的应许。
So we in the Lord we have a satisfaction promise.
那处在一个险境里面，有个安全的应许。
Also, we have a safe security promise.
所以在我们的生活，每一天都有主引领的一个应许，
Our guidance promise.
也告诉我们有主神与我们同在的一个应许，
The Lord presence promise.
那充满福气的一个应许，
Blessing.
那赐给我们永恒生命的一个应许。
And the internal life promise.
那我最收获的是礼拜天的一个正道。
I most gain from preach on Sunday.
他讲到一个在失望里面能够得到恩典的一个应许，
So he mentioned the grace in the disappointment.
就张长老在提醒我们，在现实生活中我们会面临很多的苦难。
Edo Chang remind us we will face a lot of suffering in our life.
那在这个苦难里，我们可以仰望这个神的一个恩典。
So during the suffering, we need looking for God's grace.
所以每一次我们在这个聚会的时候啊。无论是敬拜团契，或者还是在讨论，
So every meeting, whatever it's a worship or the fellowship or discussion,
那包括后来青少年带领儿童的一个社区的活动，
include the community outreach activity for children.
那为他们感谢神。
Thanks God.
就说因着主耶稣的缘故，我们怀着感恩的心来去服侍弟兄姐妹和社区。
So based on the gratitude of our Lord Jesus, we serve our blood system and also community.
那借着这些机会，就把福音传给周围的朋友们。
Through this, we spread gossip in our community.
那在这中间，我们也非常享受这样的一个时间。
So we are very enjoy this kind of experience.
在这中间，我们也得着丰盛的生命。
Also, we are gain a lot from this kind of experience.
所以在这个时候，我借着这个机会，我其实还是想邀请弟兄姐妹能够去参加下个礼拜的退休会。
So at that moment, I'm also invite everybody, brothers, sisters, also the friends
我们
to
去了以
join.
后，也许身体上会累，
Yeah, to join our next week's retreat. Maybe we are tired,
但是在灵里面，我们确实更新。
but we will gain in the renewed in the spirit.
那这是一个恩典的邀请，
This is a grace invitation.
是一个经历丰盛生命的一个邀请。
It's invitation to experience the abundant life.
如果能去，尽量去，
Yeah,
好
if
不
you
好？
can go, try to make it.
那感谢神啊！我今天跟孙超弟兄有一个合作。
Thanks God. Today I'm going to work with Brother Chow.
那我们继续来讲今年我要讲的一个《约书亚记》的这本书。
Continue my theory about Book of Joshua.
那在圣经里面有很多非常有名的一个祷告。
In the Bible, there is a lot of famous prayer,
那像大卫的这个感恩的祷告，
like the prayer of David,
那
King
所
David.
罗门献圣殿的时候的一个祷告，
The prayer by King Solomon.
那包括尼希米回来重建圣殿以重建城墙以后的一个祷告，
The Nehemiah's prayer for the rebuilding the walls.
包括很有名的先知以利亚家叫天不下雨3年的这个办的祷告。
And Elijah's prayer for God not rain.
那主耶稣他走之前，他为我们门徒切切的祷告。
So the prayer by Jesus before he went to cross.
当然还有主赐给我们主祷文这样一个祷告。
Yeah, of course, the prayer the Lord Jesus taught us.
那今天我要跟大家分享的是一个祷告，是非常特别的一个祷告。
So today I'm going to share a very special prayer.
记录在约书亚记的第十章。
It's recorded in Book of Joshua, chapter 10.
那这里讲到说，耶和华讲说，听人祷告，以前没有，以后也不会有。
So here mentioned this prayer never happened before and since.
那如果大家有圣经的话，请把圣经翻到约书亚记第十章。
Yeah, let's, if we have a Bible, let's open to Book of Joshua, chapter 10.
那翻到了以后，我会从第十节念到第十四节。那我先用中文念，然后孙超弟兄会用英文念。好，约书亚记第十章第十到十四节，耶和华使他们在以色列人面前溃乱。约书亚在基遍大大的杀败他们，追赶他们，在伯和人的上坡路上击杀他们，直到亚西加和马加大。他们在以色列人面前逃跑，正在伯和人下坡的时候，耶和华从天上降大冰雹在他们身上，直降到亚西加，打死他们，比冰雹打死的，比以色列人用刀杀死的还多。当耶和华将亚摩利人交付以色列人的日子，约书亚就祷告耶和华，在以色列人眼前说。日头啊，你要停在畸变；月亮啊，你要只在雅雅冷谷。于是日头停留，月亮止住，只等国民向敌人报仇。这事岂不是写在亚撒尔书上吗？日头在天当中停滞，不计数下落，月有一日之久。在这日以前，在这日以后，耶和华听人的祷告，没有人像这日头。是因耶和华为以色列人征战。
Book of Joshua, chapter 10, verse 10 to 14. The Lord threw them into confusion before Israel. So Joshua and the Israelites defeated them completely at the Gibeon. Israel pursued them around the road going to the Beth Horo and cut them down all the way to Azekah and Makkedes. As they fled before the Israel and rode down from Beth Horo to Azekah, the Lord poured a large hailstone down on them, and more of them died from the hail than were killed by sword of Israelites. On the day the Lord gave Amorites over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in presence of Israel, "Sun, stand still over Gibeon, and you move over the valley of Ajalon." So the sun stood still and the moon stopped, till the nation avenged themselves on its enemies. It is written in the book of Joshua. The sun stopped in the middle of the sky, delayed going down about a full day. There will never be a day like that before or since, a day when Lord listened to human being. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel.
感谢神，我们一起来做一个简单的祷告，大家低
Thanks,
头。
Lord. Let's pray.
亲爱的巴父，感谢你。
Thanks, Lord.
我们今天有这样一个机会来读神的话语，
We have this kind of opportunity today to
让我们
read.
所有的人来到你的面前来敬拜你。
Let's come and hear your word.
现在我们要预备我们的心来听你的话。
Let's prepare our heart to listen to your word.
求你的灵亲自来引导我们。
May your spirit to guide us.
我们一起来传讲，一起来听。
Let's preach and listen together.
求你赐给我们这个祷告的功课。
Please give us the lesson for the prayer.
当我们面临各样仇敌的时候，
When we face all kinds of enemy,
有你的保护，
you protect us.
让我们能够在征战中得胜。
Let's fight and win.
祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen。
Amen.
约书亚带领这个以色列这个百姓，他们从约旦河的东边，就是过河进到迦南地。
Joshua took the people of Israel from the east side of Jordan River.
那进到里面第一站就是基甲。
When they enter the land of Canaan, the first stop is Gilgal.
在极价的时候，百姓行了一个洁净的一个礼节。
So in Gaul, the people perform a clean ceremony.
在打仗之前，他们开始吃喝庆祝。
So they say, they eat and drink and celebrate before the battle.
那从西边就进入迦南地。
So they went into Canaan from west to
但到
west.
达他们耶利哥城的时候，他们绕城7天。
When they passed the city of Jericho, they surrounded the city 7 days
那总共绕了13圈，
and 13 times.
那城墙开始就倒塌，
And the walls fell down.
他们就得了这个耶利哥城。
They take the city.
那进到第二个城的时候叫爱城。
The second city is Ai.
那爱城的时候呢，耶和华就给了他计谋。
So Joshua gave Jehovah gave Joshua a
他用
battle.
了一个诱兵之计，
They lured enemy out
然后呢，火烧爱城。
and burned the city.
那之后呢，百姓就回到基甲。
So after that, people of Israel returned to Gilgal.
所以在爱城的这个西南边呢，不远的地方有一个很大的城市。
In the southwest of Ai, there is a big city.
那这个城就叫基变。
The city name is called Gibeon.
那这个基变这个名字在希伯来文里面的话，就是丘陵的地区的意思。
The meaning of word Gibeon is a hairy region.
那这里就讲说，这里面的城里面的人都是勇士。
Also, the people in the city is full of warriors.
但是他们听到约书亚在耶利哥和爱城的这个事情的时候，他们就害怕了。
So when they heard about the experience of Ai and Jericho, they were scared.
他们不愿意去抵抗，
They don't want to fight.
但是呢，他们又很想留在迦南地，
But they want to stay in the land of Canaan.
所以他们就设了一个诡计。
So they make a trick.
那假装是使者从远方来，
So they pretend they come from far away.
所以他们带的是破口袋，
They wear a wadded sack.
那穿的是旧鞋，
Wear old shoes.
也专门带了一些发霉的饼。
The bread they carry is moldy.
那希望这个以色列这些百姓和领袖呢，看不出来。
So they wish Israel can see them as a outside, faraway countrymen.
那其实他们是迦南地的畸变人。
Yeah, actually, they are living in Canaan.
那这里会看到呢，就是，好，谢谢。那这里会看到，就畸变人他们来到这个吉甲这个地方。
So when you can see the Gibeonites come to the Gilgal, that place.
那对约书亚和这个以色列人上说，我们是从远方来的。
So they told Joshua, say, we are a distance from distant country.
他说：“现在求你跟我们立个约。
They wish they can make a treaty with Israel.
”因为畸变人这样讲，他们其实是非常高明的一件事情。
So actually, it's pretty smart for Gibeonites come to talk to Israel like that.
那一方面呢，他们就是夸奖这些以色列的百姓。
On one hand, they praise Israel.
那说你们这些得胜的这些消息啊，已经传到我们迦南地以外的人。
So the news of your victory actually is already spread outside the Canaan.
那我们其实是慕名而来的，
So we are just come here to worship you.
所以好住在你们中间。
So we can live together.
所以，如果是像我们的，就是你我听到这样一个反应，是什么样的一个反应呢？
If it were us heard this kind of talking.
说世界的外邦都来归顺我们，多好！
So even the people outside will come to worship us.
但是可惜的是呢，神给他们一开始就命令约书亚不要这样做。
But actually, at the beginning, God told Israel, you should not do that.
那一方面，以色列的百姓要进去得所有的地。
First, Israel need to go into the Canaan to conquer all the land.
那告诉约书亚说：“凡你脚掌所踏之地，都要归给以色列百姓。
Yeah, every place your foot passed, it all belong to you.
那这些地是完全属于以色列和他们的后裔。
All the lands totally belong to Israel and his descend,
那
their descendants.
不管是以前的埃及人，
No matter it's Egyptian,
或者是从海上进来、偷偷进来的腓利士人，
nor the Philippines from the seashore.
在这片地上没有神的祝福。
They don't have the blessing from the God.
那第二个呢？说只要是在迦南地上的住的人，
The second point is anybody lived in Canaan,
所有的敌人必须要除尽。
all the enemies need to be totally destroyed.
所以，即使是远方来的人，耶和华没有叫他们立约。
Even the people come from far away, Lord didn't ask them to make
那我
any
们就
treaty.
退一步讲，从属灵的角度来看，我们今天的生活，
Let's look at the point of view of our spiritual life.
就是在我们得胜的经历的过程中，仇敌的第一个计谋，
So during our journey, the enemy, the first trick they will make.
他会告诉我们，这些人离我们很远，
So they will tell us, we are far away from you guys.
也不会对我们造成威胁。
There were no danger to us.
那畸变人的第二个的诱惑，
The second trick of a Gibeon,
就是送给以色列百姓这些食物。
they gave food to Israelites.
但是神带领以色列百姓进到迦南地，就是收割的季节。
So God brought people into the land of Canaan. It's the season of harvest.
神已经预备了丰收的一些果子。
God already prepared all the fruits, all the food for Israel.
神明确告诉以色列百姓要除掉仇敌，
God specifically told Israel to destroy all the enemies.
地上长的所有的这粮食、水果，百姓都可以白白的收获。
Anything grew up in the on this land, Israel can use them.
并且告诉他们有足够的种子，就接续到第二年、第三年。
And also have enough seed to carry them until next year.
所以，我们来看这个太爱这个世界上这个礼物，也是我们常常容易犯的一个错误。
So the greeting of the gifts is also a very big mistake we also often make.
那约书亚失败了，
Joshua failed,
以色列百姓也失败了。
and also did the Israelites.
那我们今天也常常如此。
Even today, even us, it's the same for us.
那你可以看看现在今天的这个美国的政治就知道，
Yeah, you can look at today's America,
政府官员。
the office in government.
那我们每天的日常生活也面临这样的诱惑。
Even in our daily life, we face the same situation.
那在这里，神告诉我们，就是以色列百姓受骗上当的一个原因是什么？
So here, God told us that why Israel failed here.
他说：“以色列人受了他们些礼物，并没有求问耶和华。
So the Israelites sampled their provisions, but did not inquire of the Lord.
”我有个问题是，就是弟兄姐妹，为什么他们不问呢？
So the question is, why is it didn't inquire of the Lord?
上个礼拜六的时候，张长老来到我们中间，就讲到取经道路的时候，就引用了中国的经典故事，叫《西游记
So in the last week's Elder Chan's lecture, he used the story from our Chinese famous book, is the Journey of the West.
我想到这个以后，张长老给我一个应许，说下次来讲《水浒传》。
So Elder Chan also promised me he will come here next time to do another session about Sui Hu.
《西游记》里面，他讲到一个是孙悟空，他是好名声。
In Journey of West, Sun Wukong very love the fame.
那猪八戒好吃，
Zhu Bajie loved food.
那这就是以色列百姓里面上当的两个很主要的原因。
So that's actually the two reasons why Israel asked food.
张张不停地提醒我们，他说：“我们这些基督徒其实生命里面有非常高贵的生命在我们里边。
Yeah, Elder John actually remind us many times in our Christian, we have a noble life in our life, in our
但是我们常常自以为是大意的时候，
If we forget to inquire Lord,
那我们就和神就是疏远。
we are alienated from Lord God.
那我们里面这个猴子的生命呢，猪的生命就开始出来。
So the life of monkey and the life of dog, pig in us will come out.
那以色列百姓这个畸变的这个食物是非常危险的一件事情，
Yeah, this mistake by Israelites is very dangerous.
因为他们跟以畸变人立了一个约。
They made a covenant with the Gibeonite.
所以，即便人他们就可以就公然的住在他们中间。
So that way, Gibeonites can openly live with them.
那以色列的百姓以后就永远不能驱逐他们。
And Israel could not drive them out.
那感谢神，神是一个非常怜悯的神，充满怜悯的神。
Yeah, thanks. Our God is a mercy God.
他告诉约书亚，带领这些百姓跟畸变人又加了一个约。
So he also add another covenant between Israel and the Gibeon.
就是把这些畸变人就分别为圣出来，
So they just make them separated out,
成为耶和华神的仆人，
become the servant of Lord,
而且是不是一般的仆人，
not a normal regular servant.
是侍奉在神祭坛边上的仆人，
So they serve in the Lord altar.
就是为祭坛，就是劈柴烧水。
So they become the servant specially for the to the woodcutter and the water carrier.
一方面，神如此的恩待这些畸变人，
So Lord is have a mercy and with the
另外一
Gibeonites.
方面呢，就是以色列百姓他每次看见这些畸变人的时候，就是提醒他们。
On the other hand, every time when Israel saw Gibeonites, they remind Israel to come to offer the sacrifice.
所以他们到祭坛面前就要献上自己。
So they were sacrificed before the altar.
这样就是这些畸变人就一直生活在以色列的中间。
So this way, Gibeonites live among Israel.
从约书亚征战迦南到士师期间，畸变人就一直生活在他们中间。
So since then, Gibeonites live inside Israelites.
甚至到以色列百姓都去拜假神了，畸变人还是活在他们中间。
Even during the Israelites worship false god, Gibeonites still live with them.
他们还在劈柴，还在挑水。
They're still doing the wood cutting and the water carrying.
到了这个扫罗成为他们以色列国王的时候，
During the King Saul,
那扫罗王借了一个机会杀了这些畸变人。
so King Saul actually tried to kill those Gibeonites.
神非常不喜欢。
God very angry.
只有等到大卫要为亲自出来为这些畸变人复仇，
So actually, King David come out and revenge for the Gibeonites.
那照大卫王朝和这所罗门建圣殿的时候，这些畸变人也在。
During the King of David and also when the King Solomon built the temple, the Gibeonites still there.
甚至到以色列都南北国都已经被灭，都流放到巴比伦。
Even during the North and South Kingdom of Israel, they are exiled to Babylon.
畸变人都跟着去。
Gibeon would follow them.
那尼希米记里面记载到，尼希米带领了以色列的百姓回到耶路撒冷。
In the book of
Nehemiah.
Nehemiah, and they recorded that when they come back from Babylon, that time, Gibeonites and also with them.
甚至记录到他说，他们有92个人回到耶路撒冷，帮他们建城墙。
They even recorded like 95 of the Gibeonites return.
所以是耶和华，他是扭转乾坤、改变历史的一个神。
So Jehovah is changing the world and changing the history.
那我们下面来看一看，就是说神如何借着这个畸变人 他们心里是有诡计的，但是神借着他们这件事情成就了他的大事。
Yeah, let's look at take a look how God accomplished His great thing through the rules of the Gibeonites.
所以，即便投降了这个以色列人，
The Gibeonites surrendered to Israel.
你按照迦南人的讲法，即便是很会打仗的。
Based on the book, Gibeonites actually they have a lot of warriors.
而且这个城市是一个大城，
The city is a big city.
所以南方的这个五个迦南人的王，包括这个耶路撒冷王，
So the five kings of southern land of Canaan include the king of Salem.
他们一直要集结起来，把基遍城给灭了。
They decided to join together to destroy the city of Gibeon.
这样再也不会有人再去投降。
So there is that way, there is no one was surrounded again.
但是很宝贵的是，畸变人他有个反应，
So Gibeon, they have a reaction.
他们的这个反应揭示出来他们内心的真正的想法。
So you can see from their reaction, can see how they are thinking.
所以你看出来，畸变人害怕的并不是以色列的百姓，
So you can see that they are not fear of Israelites. They
他们敬畏的是耶和华自己。
fear the God.
所以他们决定来依靠耶和华，
So they decide to take refuge in the Lord.
所以他们显示出来的信心和耶利哥的喇合是一样的。
So their faith is the same as the rock in the Jericho.
所以耶和华就在那一刻收留他们，直到将来。
So Lord received them from that time until the future.
即便这个信心就表现出他们说我们不需要打仗。
So they think they don't need go to the battle.
他们要完全依靠耶和华。
They were totally dependent on Jehovah.
从实际的操作的角度，就是说，他们派人去告诉约书亚，
They come to Joshua.
他说：“你来帮我们解决这个问题。
So you protect, you solve this for us.
”那就在这个时候，约书亚就来到神的面前。
So Joshua come to in front of Lord.
因为耶和华告诉他说：“你们不要怕这个迦南的五个王。
So God told Joshua, say, do not afraid of them.
”那神再次应许约书亚，他说：“没有一个敌人在你面前站得住。
So Lord promised Joshua again, say, there will no enemy can withstand you.
”那约书亚就得到这个耶和华的应许。
So Joshua got the promise from God.
他从机甲连夜上去，
So he come from Gilgal and overnight to the enemy's place.
但到了畸变城外的时候，就有敌人那里。
So when he reached the city of Gibeon,
那这个打法呢？约书亚也许采用的是一个闪电式的战术。
so he used a strategy, it's a fast attacking
他
strategy.
的出现完全出乎这些五个王的这个意料之外，
So they confuse the enemy.
所以他在这个在以色列百姓的面前，军队面就开始逃跑。
So the enemy, they start running away from Joshua.
所以约书亚呢，他从畸变城外呢，就是开始追赶他们。
So Joshua pursue enemy from Gibeon.
那赶的时候，有的时候是上坡。
Sometimes it's up here,
那有的时候是下坡，
sometimes down here.
他一路就开始击杀他们，
So they pursue enemy all the way.
那直到这个南方的一些城镇。
So until they reach some of the southern city.
所以这里记录了一些细节。
So there is some detail in the book.
他说，敌人在以色列百姓面前逃跑的时候，到了伯赫人下坡的时候。
As they fled before Israel on the way down from Beth Horon to Azekah.
那似乎以色列人在追赶的时候，他们没有办法来杀敌，
So during the pursuit, actually, it's very hard to kill enemy.
所以耶和华他说他从天上降下冰雹在敌人的身上。
So the Lord hold large hailstone down on the enemy.
那整个下坡路都降了个大冰雹。
So all the large hailstone fall onto the enemy.
那这里讲的说，被冰雹杀死的比以色列用刀杀死的还多。
So actually, more enemy died from hail than were killed by the sword of Israelites.
那刚才康妮教授是给小孩讲的时候，他说这一段故事孩子们非常喜欢听。
So remember. Professor Connie told us kids are like to listen this story.
也很多人都很喜欢讲这段，
Yeah, a lot of people use that story.
也包括我们很喜欢的于牧师也讲过很有趣的这一段。
Yeah, even Pastor Yu used that story also.
因为他也是喜欢看武侠小说的，
He also like to watch a martial arts novel.
所以你想象看，神要降冰雹下到所有在逃跑的人的中间。
Let's imagine God using the hailstone
但是他下的冰雹专门击杀的是敌人，
so those hailstone only kill enemy
他瞄准了这些敌人往下砸。
so he's aimed for these enemies
但是一个以色列人都不会被伤着，
no Israel got hurt
所以我们的神是成就大事的人生。
so our God is Amazing God.
那等到这个下坡了以后，后面是一块平原。
So after the downhill, there is a open space.
那我相信敌人就开始分散的逃离。
So the enemy are running all over the place.
那这个时候，约书亚就觉得时间不够。
So at that time, Joshua feel time is running out.
所以约书亚向神求足够的时间。
So at that time, Joshua asked the Lord to give him enough time.
他是不是告诉神啊？我知道你的能力很大。你可以下很多冰雹，他把许多的敌人杀死。
So he told God, "You are Almighty. You can using hailstone to kill a lot of enemies."
但是我们这些百姓不行，一个人手上只拿了一把刀，我们来不及。
But us, we can, we have, we only use a sword to kill, only one by one.
所以我们要一个个的，你能不能把时间慢一点？
Yeah, can you slow down the time?
所以我不知道大家在读这段圣经的时候是什么想法，我是觉得是匪夷所思。
I don't know if when you read those verse of the Bible, what do you think?
我怎么能够让约书亚能够想到这样的祷告？
I was amazed. I was amazed by how Joshua can come up with this kind of prayer.
因为你想象啊，约书亚不是天文学家。
If you think Joshua is not an astronomer,
他居然要求日月都停止运转，
he even asked God to stop the sun and the moon.
更让人吃惊的时候，耶和华居然听了他的祷告。
Even more amazing. God, listen Joshua's prayer.
这里面就记录到他说：“这日以前，这日以后，耶和华听人的祷告，没有向这里的。”
In the book, mentioned the day before and since, there is no such prayer.
那有的时候，我相信神耶和华也可以用其他比较合理的方式来做成这个事情。
Yeah, I believe God can use some other way to accomplish this.
也许迦南人可以迷路。
Yeah, maybe they can let those enemy lost.
那也许前面出一条深沟。
Maybe you can put a ditch in front of them.
但是神就完完全全的按着约书亚字面的祷告，
But Lord God actually accomplished exactly what Joshua asked.
而且他讲说日头要停在畸变层的上面。
He let the sun stand still in the city of Gibeon.
那。 月亮就要停在亚亚谷的那一边不下去。
The moon stopped on the valley of the Jeshurun.
好多时候我们在祷告的中间呢，似乎会提出一些很荒谬的要求。
Sometime during our prayer, we maybe have some seems unreasonable prayer,
就像约书亚的这个祷告一样，
just like the prayer by Joshua.
因为从现代科学来讲，太阳的这个升起降落完全是这个地球的自转。
Yeah, if you think about the science, today's science, the sun and the moon, the moving is based on the rotation of the earth.
一旦这个地球停止运转的时候，我们身体是会出问题的。
Once the earth stops, there will be a lot of problem.
那个地球的重力有可能会挖垮、压垮我们。
Yeah, the gravity of the earth maybe crush us.
所以我在读这个的时候，似乎神一下子就重新设定了宇宙的所有的运转的规律。
So here, when I read this, I will feel seems like God actually reset all the principle of the universe.
所以，我们弟兄姐妹在信心里面求的这些荒谬的要求，正是经历神迹的时候。
During our brothers and sisters, if we pray, you think it's a reasonable prayer. You are experiencing some God. Greatness.
那不久以前，我们有个姐妹做过一个见证。
One of our sisters have testimony, not long ago.
那我们曾经有上千加仑的水，
We have like thousands gallons of water.
那要把它加热起来就要几天的时间。
It may take a few days to heat it up.
但是偏偏我们就用一个晚上的时间，
But we only have one night.
那水温就到了。
And the temperature of water just reach the perfect
当我们在
temperature.
信心里面求的时候，神就成就这些神迹。
When we asked based on our faith, God let us see the miracle.
所以每次我们要祈求有人得救的时候，就是一个很荒谬的事情。
Yeah, sometime once we ask to save the life. It sounds like impossible.
因为我们觉得时间不够。
We feel we run out of time.
我们求神把时间停住，
We ask God to let the time stop.
让我们能把福音传给他。
We have enough time to spread gospel.
求神给我们这个日月停住。
We pray for that God can let the time stop.
神不仅仅听了约书亚的祷告。
Lord, not only listen to Joshua's prayer.
他说：“日头停留，月亮止住。”
He said the sun stood still and the moon stopped.
那只等到约书亚向带领这些国民向敌人报仇了，
Until Joshua led the nation to avenge the enemy.
甚至讲说日头在天上停住的时候，不急速下落，约有一日之久。
If moreover, the sun stood still in the middle of the heaven and did not set rapidly for a full day.
那约书亚就是当时对付这个五个王的时候，有一些插曲。
Yeah, in the episode of Joshua's treatment of the five enemy kings,
那约书亚叫人把这五个王呢关在一个洞里面。
Joshua asked his soldier to keep. Those king in the cave.
那等到杀完敌人回来以后，再把这个几个王给杀了，挂在树上，成为诅咒诅。
And when they come back, they kill those five kings.
那我要给大家分享是约书亚带领这些百姓出去。
So Joshua take his people out
那借着这些解救这些畸变人，
To under using that experience to save Gibeonites.
他击杀了迦南南部的所有王的这个合军。
He killed all the Amorous king in the south.
那这次出去打仗，他们的目的就是杀敌。
So the purpose of going out is fight.
也不是屠城。
It's not to take a city, not a plant.
那所以呢，他们在完成这个使命的时候，就回到机甲。
So when after they finish the mission, they return to Gilgal,
回到以色列的营中。
the camp of Israel.
所以，畸变人这个事情开始于畸变人的这个轨迹。
So this incident of Gibeonites began with the trick of Gibeonite.
但是，因着耶和华，因着约书亚求告耶和华，
But because of Joshua's prayer,
神将一件不好的事情就变成了一个极其蒙福的一个经历。
so God turned this bad thing into a very
因为
blessing
如果不
experience.
是这样的话，他们要进去要打畸变城。
If not in this case, they have to go into the canon.
他们即使把畸变城打下来，受伤不小。
So even they can conquer the city of Gibeon, they
而
will.
且这个时候，南边的这个军队要上来，北边的军队要下来。
So the north part of enemy and north south part of enemy will come together to the Gibeon.
以色列人的百姓就会非常困难。
So the people of Israel will become very difficult.
那圣经不停的教导我们，就是我们属灵征战得胜的一个秘诀，不在于军兵。
So the secret of winning is not only based on the how many people.
那不在乎马匹、工具，也不在乎自己的力量。
Not based on the horse and weapon and also your own strength.
关键就在于求告耶和华。
So the key is that you need to ask God.
那我们在求告耶和华的时候，神就赐给我们智慧。
So when we call on the Lord, God will give us the ability.
特别是赐给我们分辨的能力。
Give us the ability to tell.
那不会轻易的去上当。
It's not easily be deceived.
也特别是想到我们这些青少年马上要去上大学的时候，父母亲一定要天天为他们祷告。
So I think about the youth, some of them are going to college. I wish all the parents can pray for them every day.
而且要教导他们自己要求告耶和华。
And also teach them they need to pray, ask God.
而且我们在这个求告耶和华的时候，神就我们带领我们意想不到的结果。
So we will have an unexpected result when we ask
让我们
God.
可以有机会超越时间的限制和空间的限制。
So we may have a time, opportunity to pass the limitation of the time and the space.
因为约书亚的这个祷告非常神奇的地方，就是它突破了时间和空间的一个限制。
The magic thing about the prayer of Joshua, have no limit, not limited by the time and the space.
是我们敬拜的这个神是创造宇宙万物的神，
The God we worship is the God created the universe.
因为我们的神是在时间和空间的外面。
Because our God is outside the limitation of time and space.
那创世纪一章一节的时候讲得很清楚。
In Genesis, chapter 1,
我做一个见证的时候，这一句话把我带出不信的状态，进入相信神的状态。
So this part of this verse actually bring me into a believer.
这是我得救的一个金句。
This is my this is a verse to save me.
他说：“起初，神创造天地。”
In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth.
那起初就是那个时间，
The beginning is that time. There was a time.
天地就是空间的全部。
The heaven and the earth is the whole space.
所以我们的神是在时间、空间之外，为神的百姓，他消灭神的敌人。
So our God is outside the time and the space.
神让日月停止一天之久。
So God asked let the sun and the moon stopped for a full day.
我们要赞美神。
We praise the Lord.
这件事情对我们每一个基督徒、神的子民都是一个提醒。
This is actually it's a reminder for our Christian.
我在这里呢，就是借着这个机会邀请恩典堂的弟兄姐妹。
So here I'm going to have an invitation to our
就
brother
开
sister.
始在一些事情上，我们来操练求告耶和华。
So we start our the daily routine to pray for God.
就可以进入征战必定得胜的一个经历。
So let us experience the God presence to win the battle.
那第一个邀请就是我们来培养每天早上的一个晨修的一个灵修经历。
The first invitation is to build our habit to a daily devotion.
无论你现在是学生还是工作的，在家带小孩的还是退休在家的，
So whether you are a student or working or at home with children,
让我们每天在开始做事之前来到神的面前。
let's begin our day before you do anything else.
来预备我们的心，
Prepare our heart.
来听一听神对我们的讲话，
So listen to God's word.
那思想神的一些律法的一些规定，
Then think about God's law.
然后求告耶和华，
And then call on
让我们在
Jehovah.
接下去的这一天的时间的时候，就可以识破敌人的诱惑。
So that in the coming day we may see through the temptation of our enemies.
你可以免受罪的这个对你的影响，
So we're not be influenced by the sin.
特别是可以去掉我们内心的这个骄傲和贪心。
And be free from the pride and the greedy.
那第二个邀请是，我希望弟兄姐妹能够再一次思想一下下个周末的一个灵修会。
The second invitation is hope brothers and sisters to think about the next week's our retreat.
因为我们这个时候，我们带领大家一起去离开家的一个舒适的环境。
So we are trying to come out from our house, our family.
那过几天这个简单的生活，
So we spend a few days as a very simple life.
那特别是免受电话的干扰，
Without interference of
没有油盐
phone.
酱醋的干扰。
No daily chore like cooking, the interference of those.
而且是鼓励大家住在一个大通铺里面。
So we encourage brothers live in the big shared house.
按时间，我们是在餐厅一起用餐。
So we eat and based on our schedule.
那我觉得更重要的时候，就是我们能够安静下来，我们的所有的心思意念。
So most importantly, we can quiet our heart and mind.
去专心去听神的话语，
To listen to the God's word.
而且我们有机会呢，弟兄姐妹一个能够一起思想和讨论。
So if we have an opportunity to discuss and thinking together.
Yeah, 神就是要我们在个人生活和教会里面都来成就他的事情。
So God actually like us to fulfill His promise in church and our community.
好，我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢神，
Thanks, Lord.
在主耶稣基督的这个恩典里面，你拣选了我们。
You choose us in the grace of Jesus.
在我们心里面和大卫王一样，我们有一个。